Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Oppenheimer. Following a critically acclaimed run at the Swan Theatre in Stratford earlier in the year, the Royal Shakespeare Company's triumphantly rendered production of Tom Morton Smith's hugely ambitious story of J. Robert Oppenheimer, known as the father of the atomic bomb, gets a deserved West End transfer. Against the background of the rise of fascism in Europe, news reaches the eponymous scientist, played by John Heffernan, and his colleagues in California that two of their German counterparts are making big advances in the field of atomic fission, the process required for the production of an atomic bomb. It's news that forces Oppenheimer to become the driving force in the effort to make sure the US gets there first. Putting theoretical physics on stage is a daunting prospect, but it's superbly done here by director Angus Jackson, whose effective staging, in particular the seamless switches between research facility and social gatherings, plus an acute sense of period, makes it all totally accessible. It is, however, a play that is epic in both its scope and its length, a cast of 20 and running at over 3 hours. But that it still manages to retain an intimacy is thanks in no small part to a compelling central performance by Heffernan. Behind the genius, Oppenheimer is a man driven by ego, but troubled by the women in his life, a fractious relationship with his fellow scientist brother Frank, an edgy turn this by Michael Grady Hall, and an ongoing tension with the military bigwigs who are bankrolling his work, but who are continually suspicious because of his communist sympathies. As the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki grow ever closer, the personal and professional tensions grow ever greater. The ensemble cast fizzes with energy and doesn't have a weak link. Performances of particular note, though, come from Thomasin Rand as Oppenheimer's wife Kitty, William Gaminara as the by-the-book army colonel in charge of the operation, and Tom McCall and Ben Allen as fellow scientists Hans Beth and Edward Teller. History tells us that Oppenheimer's work was successful in creating a fearsome weapon. But whether it was the instrument of peace that he hoped for is a question that Oppenheimer and the audience are left to ponder. Oppenheimer is at the Vaudeville Theatre until the 23rd of May. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.